He turned his attention to the pipes again.
"Simple principle," said Erne, more to himself than to Fergman. "Water pours into the reservoirs on the weights, disturbing the equilibrium. One lot of weights descends and the other rises up the shaft in the wall. The weight of the door is immaterial. As the bottom weights descend, these buckets here tip over, pouring the water out. Probably quite a smooth action. Perfect equilibrium at either end of the movement, too. Nicely thought out."
He caught Fergman's expression.
"Water goes in and out and the doors swing open," he translated. "So all we've got to do is wait for... What did he say the sign would be?"
"They'll blow a trumpet when they're through the main gate," said Fergman, pleased to be of service. "Right."
Erne eyed the weights and the reservoirs overhead. The bronze pipes dripped with corrosion.
"But perhaps we'd better just check that we know what we're doing," he said. "It probably takes a minute or two before the doors start moving."
He fumbled under his robe and produced something that looked, to Fergman's eye, very much like a torture instrument. This must have communicated itself to Erne, who said very slowly and kindly,
"This is an adjustable spanner."
"Yes?"
"It's for twisting nuts off."
Fergman nodded miserably.
"Yes," he said.
"And this is a bottle of penetrating oil."
"Oh, good."
"Just give me a leg up, will you? It'll take time to unhook the linkage to the valve, so we might as well make a start."
Erne heaved himself into the ancient machinery, while above the ceremony droned on. "Cut me own hand off to Blar was all for new prophets. He was even in favour of the end of the world if he could get the concession to sell religious statues, cut-price icons, rancid sweetmeats, fermenting dates and putrescent olives on a stick to any watching crowds. Subsequently, this was his testament. There never was a book of prophet brother, but an enterprising scribe, during what came to be called the renovation, did assemble some notes, and Dublas had this to say.
1. I was standing right by the statue of Ossory, right, when I noticed brother just beside me. Everyone was keeping away from him because of him being a bishop, and they do things to you if you jostle bishops. 2. I said to him, 'Hello, your graciousness,' and offered him a yoghurt, practically free. 3. He responded, 'No.' 4. I said, 'It's very healthy, it's a live yoghurt.' 5. He said, 'Yes, he could see.' 6. He was staring at the doors. This was about the time of the third gong, right? So we all knew we'd got hours to wait. He was looking a bit down, and it's not as if he even ate the yoghurt, which I admit was on the hum a bit. What with the heat? I mean, it was more alive than usual. I mean, I had to keep hitting it with a spoon to stop it getting out of the... All right. I was just explaining about the yoghurt. All right, I mean, you want to put a bit of colour in, don't you? People like a bit of colour. It was green. 7. He just stood there staring, so I said, 'Got a problem, your reverence?' Upon which he vouchsafed, 'I cannot hear him.' I said, 'What is this he to whom what you refer?' He said, 'If he was here, he would send me a sign.' 8. There is no truth whatsoever in the rumour that I ran away at this juncture. It was just the pressure of the crowd. I have never been a friend of the Quisition. I might have sold them food, but I always charged them extra. 9. Anyway, right. Then he pushed through the line of guards what was holding the crowd back and stood right in front of the doors. And they weren't sure what to do about bishops. And I heard him say something like, 'I carried you in the desert. I believed all my life. Just give me this one thing.' 10. Something like that, anyway. How about some yoghurt? Bargain offer, on a stick."
Om lifted himself over a creeper-clad wall by grasping tendrils in his beak and hauling himself up by the neck muscles. Then he fell down the other side. The citadel was as far away as ever. Brother's mind was flaming like a beacon in Om's senses. There's a streak of madness in everyone who spends quality time with gods, and it was driving the boy now.
"It's too soon," Om yelled. "You need followers. It can't be just you. You